last week we had Q Shillingford, for, of course, from your boxing club, talking to us about your gold medal.
Yes.
In the final, I'm going to go for this one. You ready? Against the Kazakhstani Mahabat Abdumanapova.
Okay. I haven't even attempted trying to say that.
Well, I didn't think you would have done. You probably just called her Mahabat would be enough, wouldn't it? In fact, you probably just didn't say anything to her. What did you think? He said he thought it was your best performance. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I thought I performed pretty well, but obviously I've been training really hard up to the Nations Cup because it was my first tournament at youth level.
Mm.
But I'm glad that I've managed to win gold at my first youth tournament.
Did you learn much about the difference? Was there a difference between, say, being a top age group junior to being a first time youther?
I don't know. I didn't really feel much of a difference because I think I'm stronger from when I was a junior too.
Mm.
But obviously, because it's a bit weird going from being at the top of the category as a junior to like entering the new year and you're being back at the bottom, because I'm 16, I could be boxing girls who could be like 2 years older, so like 18.
Yeah, but do you know what? I watched the final. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And you didn't look like somebody who was worried about going up an age group, because you didn't take a backward step the whole four rounds.
Thanks. I think, although there's probably a difference in age, there's always a difference in height, which I'm used to, so... Mm. I don't think it really bothers me.
Yeah, you remind me, and of course I love my boxing, but I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. But you come forward all the time, head down, in under your opponent's chins, annoying the heck out of them, yeah. Buzzing around them. And do you do that all the time, or do you switch much depending on your opponent?
Yeah, I think I can do both, like box and fight, or box on the back foot. But I think most of the time my opponents are taller than me.
The longer reach.
And they've got the reach, so I like to just keep the pressure on. And the way they score at 10-9, they look to see that the more dominant boxer.
Mm. What drives you?
Pardon?
What drives you? What do you think, you know, keeps you motivated to keep doing this?
Well, what do you mean, like, in the fight?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you're training, when you're gearing up for your next round, what goes through your head? How do you keep yourself motivated?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, obviously, like, their fitness would run out if they keep going forward a lot. But I'll just keep thinking of like what's going to happen at the end. Is you're going to win, so it's worth it, really.
Mm.
Just to keep pushing forward.
You do make it sound easy, Ebony. I know we've met and spoken before, but I can't help admire the sacrifice and the commitment. And it's always an obvious thing to say to boxers, but at 16, to give up so much of what other people think is fun at your age,
yeah,
to concentrate on what you're doing, that drive is an even greater thing. Has boxing really, you know, made you? Has it changed the way you are? Has it given you all that direction and purpose?
Yeah, I think obviously I've got to sacrifice a lot, but I think it's all worth it in the end, and to have a goal.
Mm.
And keep working out. Like, obviously, my aim is to box in the Olympics one day and get gold. And I feel like, although I have to make lots of sacrifices, I think it's worth it.
But you're enjoying it, aren't you? You don't mind getting up early and going for a run?
No, because you get to, at 16, not many people, like, they get to travel around doing something they love. So I think, really, it's worth that, because
yeah,
I get to, like, travel around and represent my country.
Yeah, it's a brilliant experience for you, isn't it? Whatever else happens, you're probably growing up more doing that than you would sat in a classroom doing anything.
Yeah, my mum and dad say that it's probably given me a lot of independence.
Mm, I think so. Mind you, you know, you get good support, don't you? The GB team must be good. You've got Q and all the heart of Portsmouth boxing people as well, your family.
Yeah,
got
all
to help,
coaches,
isn't it?
Like Q and Colin, they put loads of time and effort into me, and my sixth form, I'm at, they're really supportive too. Like, they... Well, my boxing gym's right next to the sixth form, and so I can train there before going there today, and then I can train, because the gym's right next to it, I can go there like after sixth form too. Mm. And they're supportive whenever giving me like time off for boxing and stuff.
Do you know what? I was wondering whether you'd gone to sixth form. I thought, am I going to ask her or shall I not? She might have decided just to box all the time, but you must be pleased that you can mix it up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I can get in the GB and then train full time there.
Now, of course, the only downside to your fantastic career that's been so far is that you can't qualify for the next Olympics simply because you're too young during qualifying, I think Q told me. Is that about right? You might be old enough when it comes around, but you couldn't...
I may just be too young.
So you've got to keep that focus going now for a good time.
Yeah, but just more years hard training.
Yeah. A big year for you as well. You've got quite a few big tournaments... coming up, haven't you? You've got the Worlds and the Europeans this year?
Yeah, it's a big year.
So Commonwealth?
In May, I've got the World Championships in Taiwan. So So I'll actually turn 17 when I'm over there. And I'll have the Europeans is in August. And in September, it's yet to be properly confirmed if women can go in it, but the Youth Commonwealth in Samoa.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be brilliant to go there.
In between the big uns like that, how often do you like to fight? How often should you be in the ring?
Well, I'd say like once a month would be best to get in the ring. But if you're boxing for England international, you do get more bouts. Like, say if you went away for a tournament which was a week, you could end up getting four or five bouts in just 1 week.
Yeah.
Whereas like a normal like domestic boxer, like a female especially, would only get about 4 to 5 bouts a year probably.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're not going to be short of ring time, are you?
No.
Look, I know Nicola Adams would undoubtedly be a female inspiration to all young boxers in this country. I get that, and others. But are you a studier of the game and the sport? Because so many boxers look at the heritage of the sport. They will look back to the Sugar Ray Leonards and the Marvin Hagler's and go even further back, and you know, your Joe Lewis and all the rest of them. They will look at them all. But have you got any male boxing heroes? Because you do box like Tyson, okay?
Yeah, that's
you
do
who box like Hatton
Tyson.
A bit. It is Mike Tyson, is it? Do you like watching his fights still?
Yeah, I just love the way like the peekaboo style. So all of his opponents were all taller than him. So and because he was short, but I just like it because you can be short and still be the best in the world.
Yeah, and I think there's every chance you're going to be, isn't there?
Well, I hope so, yeah.
Ebony, you're talking as well as you're boxing for a 16-year-old. Congratulations on last Friday's gold medal.
Thank you.
And it's great to catch up with you, and we will, of course, keep tabs on your progress through the year. If that's all right with you, you join us again?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Brilliant. Take care, Ebony.
Thank you, too.